Hello, everybody. This is Elias from Talkshop, and today I would like to talk to you about one of the companies that I've been very excited about over the past 2 years, namely Rheinmetall AG, the German defense sector's blue chip, which has been absolutely crushing it, achieving over 400% growth over the past 2 years. And what's even better than that is that it's not going to stop anytime soon. A couple of days ago, the company has published its yearly report and its contents proved as promising as expected. So, once again today, we will be cutting through the noise to focus on the hard numbers driving Rheinmetall's growth. Let's kick things off with a snapshot of Rheinmetall's fiscal year 2023. The company closed the year with the consolidated sales totaling a substantial 7.1 billion euros, marking a notable 12% increase from the previous year. Well, it sounds like a lot, right? And it is, but what if I were to tell you that the biggest American defense companies make almost 10 times the profit that Rheinmetall does after 2 years of insane gains? Then again, you might argue that Rheinmetall does not have the same volume, capacity, or advanced tech like those American companies do. Well, this is not true anymore. To understand the main drivers of Rheinmetall's growth, we don't have to look very far away from the company's headquarters. Only 1,000-ish kilometers from the German border, a war like the world did not see since World War II has been raging for over 2 years, right? And the need for ammunition of all calibers is absolutely crazy. And guess what? When it comes to ammunition, Rheinmetall is king of Europe. Not only that, after decades of peace, most of the world's countries have been cutting hard on its defense manufacturing capabilities. Even Russia, believe it or not. And so where does it put Rheinmetall? Well, its manufacturing capacity is going to reach 700,000 shells, 1.155 mm shells in 2024, and reach over 1 million in 2025. And if you don't forget that a price for each of these shells has tripled or even quadrupled over the last 2 years, then you are not surprised by the fact that the Rheinmetall's weapon and ammunition sector witnessed a staggering 29% growth in sales in 2023, reaching over 1.775 billion euros. And guess what? Even if the war ends today, the rearmament of NATO countries, stockpiling of drained warehouses, and Cold War era preparations for the worst will last at least another decade. And Rheinmetall will be the first company to profit from that. It's building a new munition factory in Germany. It has announced that it's going to build a couple of factories in Ukraine, another one in Lithuania, Hungary. Well, you get the message, right? And yeah, almost forgot to mention, Rheinmetall has just received a additional financing from the European Commission to boost its munition production lines even further. And you know what? It's not a one-trick pony either, because the reason why Rheinmetall could get so many different contracts since 2022 is because it's one of the last European companies which has preserved its ability to manufacture heavy combat vehicles. We could talk about the new battle tank that it's working on, or infantry vehicles like Lynx, Pumas, Boxers, or its restoration of old Leopards, or production of gun barrels. All of those things add up. And if you think about the fact that 20-ish European countries will be rebuilding their armies, who do you think will be supplying them? Sure, some will get the American or Korean gear, but as the political instability and perceived fickleness of the US on the international stage grows, a lot, if not most of them, will want to have as sure of a supply chain as possible. All in all, 2023 has been another great year for the company's vehicle systems, noting another 15% increase in sales, reaching 2.6 billion euros. And the things we have just mentioned have not even kicked off for good. Now it turns out that Rheinmetall is capable of producing these incredible short-range air defense systems, which have been already combat tested in Ukraine and ordered by several European countries, including Germany and Austria. And you will understand why by looking at the situation with drones in both Ukraine and Russia at this point. So another one here, and they are just getting started here as well. And last but not least, sensors and actuators managed to modest 3% sales growth, reaching 1.4 billion euros. And again, we see a lot of investment and innovation in this division, so we can be sure that it's going to fare well in the future as well. And now let's talk about backlog. Rheinmetall closed 2023 with a staggering backlog of 38 billion, so almost a 50% increase from the previous year's 26 billion euros. And at this point, the growth is just insane. And so what's the future of Rheinmetall in the next couple of years? Well, in my opinion, to say that Rheinmetall has an extremely bullish outlook is somehow still an understatement. The next year's profits are going to reach or surpass 10 billion mark, but in the next couple of years you can be pretty sure that the company's current revenue will triple. And guess what? The share value is going to go even crazier than it has already. Well, we have a $1,000 mark per share, no doubt about it. Will we see $1,500 per share? I believe so as well. And so I hope now you understand why I'm so excited about the company, and maybe it will encourage you to do some research yourself. Yeah, so that's it for today. Thank you for listening. And if you like this episode, please subscribe to Talkshop. Much love. Bye.